Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, if there is such a thing. It's looking pretty clear here. I love this time of year when it's actually, the sun is out even as we start the show. It feels like the most normal time of year for me. Like people get up when the sun comes up and they go to work and the sun is out and, you know, in the dead of winter, it's 8 o'clock in the morning and we're still like, it's still the middle of the night. So I guess
I like that better, but I do.
Yeah,
I know you do. I know you enjoy this, so that's good.
I do. I love the later nights. It just feels like the day lasts so much longer. There's just so much.
Well, summer's here. There's school's out. Yeah. So Everybody who, you know, it's been a weird school season, obviously, to say the least. But now if school's out, and I don't know if that means you can call that a return to some normal. I don't know. We're going to be doing a ton of online stuff because we're not going back to any kind of childcare, and we have a lot of time to fill.
So your daycare place said September, right? Or she said it was not happening anytime soon.
Yeah, she's out. She's out as an option for us for the year.
Oh, the whole
and
rest
it's,
of the
yeah,
year.
Yeah, her, not to get into her business because we love her and I don't know what she'd be okay with me sharing, but her husband got one of those diagnoses that needed immediate care.
Oh, really?
Like now. You have to start chemo now. Let's go.
Oh.
So because she has someone in her home that is in,
compromised immune, that's the word I was looking for.
She's just not going to even bother. That's how that's going to go. And we're supporting her and you know, you just go, okay, so what are we going to do this summer? So I guess the singing lessons will begin and the, piano lessons are going to happen and there'll be some, I have to figure out how to get online singing lessons, which is, I guess, my project for today.
Oh.
But, because we can't take her to a, you know what I mean?
No, of course not.
And since it's going to be online, it doesn't have to be in this neighborhood.
No, it could be anywhere.
Right.
Literally.
Right. So I'll look that up today. But, we're going to just do a bunch of online stuff and hope that we can fill out the rest of the days with other projects. And, you know, I mean, I think she dismantled the boobs that I unfortunately stumbled upon, so she'll probably have to rebuild those.
There's a little project that'll take some time. She might not even want you involved in that, you know. That might be solo time for her.
Don't worry, I don't want to be involved at all.
Yeah,
maybe
well,
you can help her get them more symmetrical, because it seems like they're lopsided. One of them's a lot bigger than the other.
You know? Well, she's going for realism. Did you know that no girl's boobs are exactly the same size?
Yeah, but, you know, it's quite different. So maybe Vinny can help out.
Hold on. Yeah. Nicole wants to weigh in.
No, I was going to say that no boobs are exactly the same.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's just, I can see it from the Instagram photos, so it's that obvious. Maybe you should, you know.
Sarah made the point earlier that everyone loves boobs, women do too. I believe Bryn and I have done more studying than both of you put together by miles.
It's possible.
So we're aware of the size differences, but in this case, this was the hardest part to get over for me is, the things she used to make her own boobs, those are toys.
Yeah, what are they?
So it's an LOL surprise.
So it's an egg, which means one size.
Well, it's not an egg. It's a globe, but it is that. So these things are hard plastic, sort of a carrying case, I guess is what you'd call it, and inside is all these different little pieces of toy. Whether it's each one comes, like an LOL surprise might be an animal with a bunch of different stuff that goes with it. So whatever, the point is, these a year ago, these were the things that held her little toys, and now they're her boobs.
Well, she saw them sitting on the floor in boob formation at some point and went, those look like boobs.
Right.
I'm going to go get one of Mom's bras and see if I can make these.
I remember her walking around going, I need tape. And now all of a sudden it's starting to come clear to me like, oh, that was the day she built them. Okay.
Oh my God, it's so freaking funny. We're sexual creatures. We just are. That's who we're, animals.
Oh, and then I'm like, when I brought it up to Christina, I'm like, listen, did you know? She goes, yes, I knew. And you know, she goes on to, we're sort of going back and forth, and I'm like, look, it's fine. I just was tripping out that I was sitting next to him. And she goes, by the way, you know she's a Scorpio, right? And I'm like, what the hell does that have anything to do with anything? And she goes, oh, well, Scorpios are super sexual. And I'm like, she's six. Come on. What are we talking about?
You do have weird awakenings, though, as a child. You know, you become aware of these forces around you. And they, you know, they make you a little uncomfortable, but they're titillating, too. Excuse the pun.
Right. You're a Scorpio, right?
I am, but you know, right. Honestly, I put no stock in any of that. I mean, listen, if you do, don't be offended. I think that's so, you know, the whole is it astrology? Is that what it's called?
I think so.
I just think it's so dumb. But you know, if Mercury's in retrograde for you and you're a water sign, then you know, congratulations. I don't really know. You know, it's just such BS as far as I'm concerned. But that's my opinion. It doesn't have to be yours. And don't listen to me. And please also don't write me. I don't care. I just don't want to. I have enough stuff in my life. I don't need astrology in there, too. And horoscopes, take a hike. Anyway, listen, it just seems so dumb. But yeah. Okay. You know, a lot of people like, listen, my sister-in-law, I could never say that in front of her.
Well, the generalities speak to certain people. They find in there what they need and they go, oh my God, that is so me. Yes.
You can apply anything to anyone.
I am strong and determined. They're so right.
Obviously.
Know me.
Have you met me? So funny. And then just, you know, like the whole psychic thing, like if you believe in psychics, I already have a feeling about you. You know, it's a prejudice. I'm sorry. It is. It's like, oh, really? There's, you know, you're going to listen to some psychic? Okay. Because it seemed like they were fishing to me. I don't know. But you're crying. So it obviously struck a chord with you. So,
right.
Okay. You know what? I'll just sit here and nod and smile and feel stupid for somehow supporting this. Anyway. A bracing slug of coffee. The early trash today is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny clip of the day. That's a thing, you guys.
It's a thing
Bryn
now.
Is
right.
Yeah, Bryn is recording our entire Zoom meeting that we do. We really do this just so that we can see. I need someplace to look. I want to see you guys. I want to go like this to Bryn, or like this, or like this, or like this. You know. I need to use my hand signals to tell you what I'm feeling and what I want. You know, you can read me by now. And now that is apparently getting turned into a clip of the day.
Right.
You know, there were a couple good ones last week. I really liked it when you guys were super mean to that guy from Fox 2. But Bryn actually clipped me out a thing last week. I think on Friday he grabbed it for me because I was talking about how I did this. I recorded a commencement message, just a little short thing, for the Tam High graduates. And what I realized was I got to keep my hands off my face because all throughout that whole clip, I'm just sort of wiping at my nose. I guess because I was out of tissues that day. We did run out of tissue in you can't find it in our house now. So Richard of Dick and Chumley brought me a whole big thing from Costco. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Wow.
I know, but I didn't have any handy that day and I'm just using my hand, I guess. Because as I'm watching, I'm like, I don't want to send this to anybody.
So you didn't send that to them?
I did. I went, you know, whether you use it or not, like, I mean, basically it's a bunch of shots of me wiping up my nose.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know. But hey, whatever.
I didn't look at it, so I didn't notice that. But now I will.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
Well, I want
to
look.
No, I sent
now.
It to you guys because you're all in it. So I thought, well, you know, you were sort of the impetus to me going, yeah, you know.
I'm actually surprised that's the case because when I have watched us, any old clips, you seem to really have although this is all the old studio stuff. You have this one position where your mic sits and then you get your arms in a certain position and you sort of, you know, I've heard you say it, so I don't think it's a surprise. There's a little slouch you've got, this position you get into.
Very slouchy.
And then I feel like you're pretty locked through that, where I'm all over the place and sort of getting up and moving and shuffling and looking around. And I'm always like, God, she stays so calm through the whole thing. So,
well, I try to, you know how this job is. It's, I feel like I need to sort of be locked. I can't really be distracted, or I totally, what that's, I actually think that's one of the worst things about working from home. There are so many distractions.
Yeah.
Like even just that text pop up on the screen in front of me and I can see when a new email came in. Like it used to be, I would look at the paper in front of me and I would focus and my entire brain power would be on listening to you and whatever I was reporting. And, you know, the most peripheral around me would be like Bran or Nicole or Yuzette or, you know, Human, whoever. You know, those were sort of the influences. That, like, I was in that space. But here I'm definitely... But even then, when my nose would run, I would still need to wipe it, you know.
Anyway.
The clip
of the day.
Yes, the clip of the day on the...
Brings you this one story.
Alice973 Instagram page. I know. Oh my God, it's 6:22 already. Yeah, all right, I'm gonna jet through a bunch of these. Drew Brees apologized twice for his comments about kneeling for the national anthem. President Trump has gone after him. He said Drew Brees shouldn't have taken back his original stance on honoring our magnificent American flag. So Brees said, and this was when I thought, oh, maybe he actually does understand what he did. He said, I realize this is not an issue about the American flag. It never has been. We can no longer use the flag to turn people away or distract them from the real issues that face our black communities. We must stop talking about the flag and shift our attention to the real issues of systemic racial injustice, economic oppression, police brutality, and judicial and prison reform. Which I thought, that's a big turnaround for Drew Brees. It really is.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he made that statement. And I don't know if anyone has ever pulled some of these footballers aside and told them, like, this wasn't always part of the game. They started doing this to
as
marketing.
You mean just the anthem?
The
right.
anthem, the moment where they all stop and that's partly
it wasn't
marketing.
Like a required thing about gatherings.
Right. It's not necessary for a football game. It's just not. They've used that as a, you know, sort of this thing that worked, and it works.
And now it's become tradition.
Right.
It has. It's definitely worked its way in. You almost never go someplace. But the reason that they started it in the first place was I think they had like a marching band play it and like people loved it.
Right.
And the feedback was great. And they went, let's do that again. Maybe it attracts more people. So anyway, it brings up a question. They're saying, will Drew Brees put his money where his mouth is and take a knee this year? And there are bookies who
are taking bets
on it.
Wow.
And it's a huge long shot. So I don't know. If you got $100 on you, maybe you throw it down. I don't have a bookie, so I wouldn't know how to do this. But I did think, wow, you know, it's a pretty safe bet that he won't. So, you know, maybe if he does and you've bet that way, then you make
football's
a big payday.
Football's going to have to deal with this in a big way. You know, one of the people who spoke very firmly about the kneeling was Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. He said, you cannot play on my team if you're going to take a knee. And that was his sort of stance. And then here we are now, and I don't see how he's going to be able to stay with that, especially since Roger Goodell came out and said,
I actually
we got
have
it wrong.
His comments here. The NFL apologized for the way it's dealt with black players' concerns about racism, vowed to do better. They did not mention kneeling during the anthem or Colin Kaepernick by name. But here's what we got. Roger Goodell posted a video saying, We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systemic oppression of black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest.
We, the National Football League, believe black lives matter. We are listening. I am listening. And I will be reaching out to players who have raised their voices and others on how we can improve and go forward for a better and more united NFL family.
The apology came a day after a video was released featuring several NFL stars calling on the league to make things right. Mm-hmm. Players included Patrick Mahomes, Ezekiel Elliott, Odell Beckham Jr., Saquon Barkley.
Big stars.
Were you able to grab any of that, or was that at this point? We're pretty late.
I am George Floyd.
I am Breonna Taylor.
I am Ahmaud Arbery.
I am Eric Garner.
I am Kwame Dunn.
I am Tamir Rice.
I am Trayvon Martin.
I am Walter Scott.
I am Michael Brown Jr.
I am Samuel Du Bois.
I am Frank Smart.
I'm Philip White.
I'm Will Baker.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our right
to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what the players
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong in silencing our players from peacefully
protesting. Wow, it's word for word what he said.
Believe black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
That is amazing. Here's what we want to hear. And that is exactly word for word what they got. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I feel like this is as horrible as everything that has happened, I feel like there's some actual progress. Oh my God. Did you and your kids watch the Elmo thing?
I wasn't home. And so we are going, we have
Sesame Street me, and CNN teamed up for a town hall.
Did you see it?
I didn't have any idea. You know,
I didn't see it. I didn't. So,
and I don't have kids your kids' age either, so there was almost no chance I was going to watch this. There's plenty of other stuff to read and look at. But if you've got little kids, I don't know.
I expected that to be a great resource, and we will likely go find it and use it, but we are absolutely going to be doing that this summer. And whether it's with that video or others or books, however we address it, we will be addressing it.
And I have a couple deaths I want to mention to you. Just, I know I'm going late here, but world champion gymnast Kurt Thomas died at 64. His wife is freaking out. He tore the basilar artery in the brainstem, so he had a horrible stroke, and he has passed.
How did he do that, though? Is there a fall?
I don't know. They're not saying. My guess is that there will be more info. Let me see if it really doesn't say anything else about it. But that's what causes a stroke, a tear in an aneurysm. He had a severe stroke May 24th, and he passed. He was the first American male gymnast to win a gold medal at the World Championship, and he's gone at age 64.
I don't know him. Like when you say his name,
What's funny? We would know him. I looked at a bunch of pictures this morning. It was like the 70s, so I think that you would know him.
Okay.
Let's see.
I've always been an Olympic fan.
1978, 1979. Let's see. The 1976 Olympics. Those were a huge one. But you were little. I mean, we both
76.
Were.
76.
That was the big one.
Was 80 the ones we both boycotted?
Yes, and he would have been in those. He retired from the sport right around that time. But he and his wife ran a whole, sports complex with a focus on gymnastics, it sounds like, in Texas. Former NFL wide receiver Rech Caldwell, R-E-C-H-E, Reachy, Rach, Caldwell, he's dead at 41.
Spell it again?
R-E-C-H-E. Rach. Donald Rach. Could it be?
No.
I guess so.
No.
Donald Rach Caldwell. He was a Pat for a little while. A Patriot. His days were a while ago, at least 10 years ago. He was a draftee of the San Diego Chargers in 2002. Signed with the Pats in 2006. it looks like he was shot in a... They're investigating a homicide where a victim was shot and killed Saturday night. His mother told TMZ he died Saturday in an armed robbery in Tampa, Florida. Details on that will come out, too. And rest in peace, Liam Neeson's mother, Kitty, died at 94 in Ireland the day before his birthday. So it's a sad time for him. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, I'll get you up on the protests and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.